The food for fuel debate. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Some critics of renewable fuels point to the use of food for fuel as a misuse of resources. But according to Jeff Rowan, founder and executive chairman of POET, that line of thinking is not taking into account the complex and sophisticated process of renewable fuel production, in which they only use about two-thirds of the bushel of corn.
What they're not taking into account is that we're only taking the starch out of the corn in relation to corn ethanol. And the protein, oil, and micronutrients remain, all the valuable parts of corn. The world is awash in starch. There's too much starch in the world. Obesity in the United States is being caused by sugar combined with starch. That's the product that we're turning into fuel. We're leaving the good parts, the protein, the corn oil, very good product, and the micronutrients, all the nutrients, condensing that and using that for food and feed.
Rowan adds that in addition, those who are concerned with land being used to grow fuel versus food are also assuming that there's a limitation to producing food on the planet Earth.
Which there's not. If you look at all the lands in the world that are producing crops today, a lot of the land out there is producing crops at well below the level that it could. So if you go to Africa as an example, where in Kenya, where I visited 2 years ago, they're producing 20 bushel per acre. That's what we produced here in 1900. That land's capable of overnight 80 to 100 bushels and long-term 160 bushels per acre. And there's land like that all over the world, from Ukraine to India to Russia to South America. There is underutilized land.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.